Good afternoon. A little bit of a change in schedule, but it's good. So, yesterday we started speaking about some practical, or, you know, we tried to make it a little bit more practical, applications of Safek Sfeka when it comes to Bishul Yisrael. We spoke about the different Rishonim and Achronim, Da'at Maran and Da'at Rama, what constitutes Bishul Yisrael. Now, we spoke about also that in spite of the fact that Bishul Yisrael is only a Din Rabbanan, but it has very, very severe consequences if it's Bishul Akum. If it's Bishul Akum, the food can be the most kasher in the world. Yeah, like we said, the Shechita and Melicha and everything can be done by Moshe Rabbeinu. If a goy cooked it, it's dead van. Yeah, so, and malasa. So now, we said that there's machlokot in the poskim about what constitutes, what is Bishul Yisrael, what does Bishul mean? So the poskim disagree about that. Yet tagid ma da'at Maran.
He doesn't allow
what?
He doesn't allow, unless the Jews...
Don't start not allowed. Just be positive.
He has to make do a significant
something
role.
significant
in the cooking.
Dehainu, for example.
He has to light the fire.
A third of the cooking? No. A third of it?
Put it on.
A third of it needs to be
put the food in a place where the food can be cooked.
Until halfway.
Which is putting it on the fire, putting it in the oven, whatever it is, until it reaches a third cook. Now, the Rama is significantly more mekil, based on other Rishonim, Da'at Rama Tagid.
He has to just put it on the fire.
Or pass the fire.
Turn on the fire. Now.
Even a candle that was lit the night before.
Yefe. And we spoke about other machlokot in the realm of Bishul Akum between Maran and Rama. What else did we speak? Well, not the Rama, let's put it this way. Rabbeinu Abraham Ba'al HaTosfot. Ring a bell. Maze?
Yeah.
Bet Yisrael. Yeah, I'm giving you code words. Maze Bet Yisrael. What is that?
It's owned by a Jew.
In a Jew's house, business, whatever. Says there's no issues of chitun over there. And even if a goy cooked it, it's beseder. Rabbeinu Tam, he says, ma pitom, lo nachon. He says, asur. Rov kechol haposkim paskan like Rabbeinu Tam, lo kedat Rabbeinu Abraham. Now, takshiv. We said another machloket, shefachot. Shefachot shenanu. Tell me a little bit about that.
These are paid. It's not an actual evan.
Because you own them.
Let's speak about actual shefachot. Shifcha kena'anit, property. What's the halacha? Bishul akum or not? Machloket. Ramban v'rashba. Ramban mekel. Rashba is a little bit more machmir. Da'at Maran is keda'at Rashba, that it's still bishul akum. Even though we said that's a big chiddush. Why? Because goyim, shifcha kena'anit, not a full goy, shifcha kena'anit is, you know, quasi-Jew. She's chayevet b'mitzvot keisha. Not only shifcha. Also, evet kena'ani, same thing. Nevertheless, Maran holds the halacha keda'at Rashba. The Rashba argues on his Rebbe. He says, lo, asur. Now, the Shach and the Taz understand the Rama to take the heter of the Ramban one step further. The Rama is a little bit more mekel. He says that when a shifcha is doing cooking in the house, all the Jew needs to do, as long as he, when he goes by, he's mechate b'gechalim, he shakes the coals a little bit, or stirs, or does something to the food, it's mutar. Hey, wait a second. In the times of the Rama, did they have shifcha kena'anit? Ma pitom. What kind of shfachot was the Rama talking about, says the Shach and Taz?
Paid.
That's not shifcha kena'anit. Is that property? M'chuyav aleihem b'shabbat? Ma pitom. And yet, the Rama is still mekel. What does Maran do about each one of these halachot specifically? Asur. Maran paskin against all of them. So now it would seem, at first glance, that Sfaradim are stuck when it comes to this halacha. Now, in a perfect world, it wouldn't matter. In a perfect world, like we said, you cook for yourself, or you know, some other Jew cooks for you, and all of the restaurants have only Jewish workers, and only, you know, big tzaddikim that are always cooking for you, all the time. But that doesn't happen. So, not even, let me tell you, not even in Eretz Israel. Even in Israel, a majority of the cooks are whom? Arabs! Yeah, so over there, it's not only a problem chutz la'aretz, it's a problem in Eretz Yisrael as well. Indeed, the she'ela in yichavedat and yabiyomeretz. Remember this: in yichavedat, it's chilek he siman nun dalet, and in yabiyomeretz chilek tet yored de'as siman vav. He was asked about. Sometimes you have patrons that go. He speaks about hotels, but hotels in Israel over here we don't really have the luxury too much. When you go to a hotel, you go to a hotel to sleep. In chutz la'aretz, nobody goes to a hotel to eat because all the hotels are trif. But in Israel, one of the attractions of Israeli hotels is breakfast. Yeah, Israeli breakfast. That's the. But not only that, they have breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever. So he was asked if guests at Israeli hotels that only have Ashgacha according to the Rabbanut. Now the Rabbanut in Eretz Yisrael, in any given city, they're not makpe unless it's a Mahadran hotel, and even then it lav davka. But if it has a hechsher from the Rabbanut, by the way, by law, every hotel in Israel has to be under the Hashgacha minimum of the Rabbanut of the city, as well as restaurants. That's a law. So, that being said, they're not makpid on Bishul Israel issues kida'at maran. They're makir kida'at rama. They allow the Jew to turn, the Mashgiach, to turn on the fire in the morning, whatever it is, turn on the fire, turn on the oven, and that's it. The Shaila is, if a Sephardi patron of these hotels or restaurants or whatever, use your imagination, is allowed to rely on da'at rama. At first glance, what I'm telling you, is it all pashut? Maran Achida writes in the Shailot Teshuvot Chaim Sha'al, he says that if a Sephardi does like the Ramah against Maran, again, we have no problem with the Ramah Chas V'Shalom, the Ramah is G'dola Poskim. We accept the words of the Ramah like we do any other Poskim. When do we disagree with the Ramah? When he disagrees with Maran. The Chida writes in Chaim Sha'al that if a Sfaradi does Kida'at Ramah Neged Da'at Maran, Tzarich Teshuvah V'Chapara. You need teshuvah and kaparat avonot for having gone against Maran kida'at rama. Yada'at et zeh? Lo pashut. Now, mata tzochek zeh emet. And he says, that being said, it would seem Maran on this issue seemed to have locked all the possible doors. Nachon? That's what it seemed like at first glance. Enter Maran zechonu lebracha. In Yabi Omer and Yichavidat. And he says, it would seem like that, but with the mechanism, with the halachic mechanism of Safik Sfika, we can open some more doors that would have seemed to be locked by Maran. Now, although, in this case, what are you going to tell me? Talk to me about how many possibilities do you have to open some doors, even though Maran said no? What possible heterim can you have in these situations?
Combination of all of them?
Ashkenazi-owned hotels, restaurants, home, whatever it is, yeah? You go to your Ashkenazi, I have family like that, I have Ashkenazi family, happens all the time. My cousins are Ashkenazi, my mother's Ashkenazi, yeah? So from my mother's side of the family, they're all Ashkenazi. So we go to their house, sometimes we go for, Shabbatot, Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, Lom Shaneh, they have a non-Jewish help, and the non-Jewish help knows how to cook, so what do? They turn on the fire over there, and then the shikta does the rest of the cooking. Ma'achshav ni'asi. Lo chash le'da'at Maran. Ma'im da'at Maran? He says, no, he has Ashkenazim yotzim b'yad Rama. Yeah, they have b'yad Rama, so he's not. So what about me? Am I allowed to? So Maran Zichron Lebracha writes that over here, if you remember, we spoke about Safek Sfeka / Tzerufim. You can take a bunch of different opinions, even though we don't hold of any of them, or we don't hold of them l'halacha, if you join them together, you can make a new halacha and allow it. For instance, in this situation, forget about Maran for a second. What possibilities of heter exist in the scenario? What do you have?
Beit Yisrael.
So, before Beit Yisrael,
the
Jew turned on the fire. Rama. Baseline. A Jew's got to turn on the fire. If the Jew doesn't turn on the fire, you got big problems. Okay? Jew's got to turn on the fire. What else do you have?
You don't know who cooked it. Maybe it was Jew, maybe it was good.
No. You know.
Worker?
You know it's a good. You know it's a
goy. Huh?
Modern ship.
You
don't get to pay
it. It's a goy.
No, you don't connect.
So?
You don't talk to him.
Nah, it doesn't matter. Lo plug. The Chachamim made a Jew's house, Jew's establishment, Bet Israel. What else you got? That's
paid,
two so far.
Paid workers.
Paid workers. Even though it's not shfachot of, shifcha kena'anit, but you still have paid workers, the hetir of the, of the Ramah, Shach, Taz, that extend that hetir over there. You have three hetirim, nachon? Wonderful. But at first glance, how can you ever join these things together and make a heter if Sfaradim kiblu horaot Maran? Maran says, Jew turning on the fire, no good. Maran says, Bet Israel, no good. Maran says, Shfachot Shelanu, no good. Kol Shekin, Shfachot Aschurot. So what are you busy making heterim on things that Maran shuts the door on? How does that work? Hare, it would seem to go against the rule of kiblu horaot Maran. You got to decide. Either we follow Maran or we don't. You know what I'm saying? How does that work? Maran Zichron Lebracha brings down several poskim, the Ben Ish Chai included, in Rav Pe'alim, in several places. Rav Pe'alim, Agaon Chaim Ben Tzion holds the same way. They hold that you can, when you make a sefek sfeka, when you're being mitzaref shitot, you, even if one of the sfekot is against Maran, it's still a valid sefek sfeka, and the sefek sfeka holds to make it in. But only when one of the sfekot is neged Maran. One. But if both of the sfekot are neged Maran, it doesn't hold water. That's what they hold. What would they say about this?
All of them are against Maran.
All of the possible sfekot are against Maran. So according to these poskim, no good. Ben Ishchai would say, no good. Although the Ben Ishchai is a little bit soter himself because he says there's room to rely in cases of Bishul Akum like this, but I'm not going to get into that right now. Maybe a different time. Why is Mincha done so late today? Started late?
Yeah.
So how long does it usually take? 15 minutes?
Give or take.
So, now, in Yeshiva, in the Mir Yeshiva, in Brooklyn, Mincha used to take Mincha and Arvit. Arvit is a little bit shorter because there's no Chazara. Mincha used to take between 25 minutes and half an hour. No korbanot. Now, that being said, takshiv tov. Maran Zichron Berachah quotes in Yabi Omer, Chilek Tet, Siman Vav, I told you in Yoreh De'ah, no less than 18 poskei Sfarad, not poskei Ashkenazim, he speaks about those two, but poskei Sfarad, who say that even when both of the Sfekot are neged Maran HaShulchan Aruch, it's still valid to join together to make a Sefek Sfeka, to paskin against Maran, to allow Heter in the given situation. Now, that would be great for the situation at hand here. Why is that? So again, yes, turning on the fire, Jew turning on the fire, Da'at Anaman, Neged Maran. Bet Israel, Neged Maran. Shfechot Shelanu, Neged Maran. Okay, put them all together, gift wrap them, against Maran, Akol Beseder. What's the reason for that? It's very important to understand the rationale of why, and that's what we hold. Even when both of the Shitot are Neged Maran, HaShulchan Aruch, you're allowed to join them to make a Sefek Sfeka. Why?
Very difficult.
Why? Why is it difficult?
Maybe not everyone will be able to keep it. We wanted to help them.
Since when?
They lived among goyim, fully goyim.
When does it become that when something is difficult to keep, it absolves you of the halakha? It's difficult to keep Shabbat. Therefore, it doesn't work like that. Halakha kedat maran zeh. There's got to be halachic argument why you're allowed to make safek sfekot neged maran.
He says,
why? Well, if safek derabanan is leakil, even with one safek, no? Maran already locked the door. Shut the door on it. Listen carefully to the rationale. I need you to hear the lumdus. This is Sephardi lumdus. You ready? Yeah?
That wouldn't make
people
sense.
People think Ashkenazim are lamdanim and Sephardim no halacha. I'm going to show you that that's not true. Sephardim also are plenty big lamdanim. I'll show you. Huh? No, there's plenty of poskei Ashkenazim. Makar halacha. Yeah?
Can we go back with the... You said if you have a specs... Do you have a Sfek Sfeka with both of the Psak
Lachot? I'm explaining why it's permissible. What's the challenge with that? If both Sfekot are against Maran, or even if one of the Sfekot are against Maran according to the other Shitot, hey, weren't we Mekabel Horaot Maran? What's going on? What happened to that rule? The answer is as follows. If Maran, in one Saif in Shulchan Aruch, said something's Asur, that encompasses all of the tzadim, all of the various tzirufim that you want to put together, and yet he says it's asur, there's no way you can make a sefek sfeka. He said it's asur. I'm going to give an example of this. But if he separates the psakim in different seifim, for instance over here, the one about the Jew turning on the fire not being enough, that's Maran and Saif Zayin. The one about Shfachot Shelanu not being enough, that's in Saif Dalit. The one about Bet Yisrael not being enough, it's not even a Saif in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Bet Yosef. Maran put all of these halachot, Le'isur, 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 all in different places. Why did he do that? Maran, a Shulchan Aruch, the way he set it up, we can't assume what the Shulchan Aruch held. We can only follow exactly what he says. Did Maran write a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that encompasses all of these things? He doesn't say that if the Jew turned on the fire in the Jew's house and the cooking is being done by the goy in the Jew's house, plus there's Shfachot Shelanu, it's still Asur. If Maran would have written a saif like that, over. Nothing to do. But Maran didn't write it like that. He separated the halacha. Therefore, it's safe to assume, or the poskim do assume, that when you have these different factors that individually Maran was noket le'isur, If you join, if you combine these factors, even Maran might agree that what?
Mutar.
That it's going to be mutar. That is the lamdus of safik sfika when it comes to halacha, even when you're making the safik sfika negedat Maran. Verstehst? Yeah.
Isn't there an idea by safik sfika that the foundation of each safik must be based on a different principle?
So?
Here, isn't bishul akum the principle going
bishul
on?
Bishul akum is the halacha. Just like, what's the baseline safik sfika? I remember from Ketubot? By the Isha? Yeah? Asura leba'ala or mutar leba'ala. That's the baseline. But there's different isurim veheterim. Right? Tachtav or lo tachtav. Ones ratzon. Bishul akum is the isur. Bet Israel is one kind of isur. Then you have turning on the fire is a different kind of isur. Maran did not join these halachot in the same saif. Therefore, he bedavka wrote it like that to leave the door open that where you have a case where the halachot combine into one new circumstance, what would be the halacha? Ish makom le'atir. He brings in Yabi Omer, Rav Shem Shumagin, Agon Rav Shalom Asas, the Av Bedin of Morocco, who was later, he was brought by Maran Zichron Berachah to serve as Av Bedin in Yerushalayim. So he brought him, Rav Masas, Gon Gadol. He writes that when both of the Sfekot are against Maran, you can't make a Sfek Sfekah. What about Arot Maran? And he shoots it down, especially by Bishul Akum. Maran Zichron Berachah says, Lo Nachon, you can make a Sfek Sfekah Negid Maran. When do we say that you can't? If it's all in the same site, and there are plenty of examples throughout Shulchan Aruch where Maran actually paskins le'isun and he takes a bunch of circumstances in consideration. He says, Asur, you're right, he locked the door, but where he left it open, where he wrote it in a way that you still have wiggle room for these things to combine and make a new halacha, then it's possible that even Maran would be matir. We say, no, he wasn't matir beferush. You don't need Maran to be matir beferush, because if Maran wasn't oser, and you have other poskim, you know, another part of this thing is, when you have a machloket Maran in Rama, yeah? When you have a machloket, like I told you, Rabbeinu Abraham ben David and Rabbeinu Tam, when you have a machloket between the Ramban and the Rashba, and we pask in a certain way, you pask in like Maran over the Rama. Does that mean the Rama is wrong? It's not up to us to decide who's right, who's wrong. It has to be a certain hanaga. You have to be mitnaheg a certain way because we're be'olam asiyah. You can't paskin like both Maran and the Rama. It's a stira. When we paskin like Maran, does that mean the Rama is wrong? Mapitom. When we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam over the Ra'avad with regards to Bet Yisrael, that means Rabbeinu Avraham Ba'al HaTosfot is wrong? It's not wrong. It's not up to us. Klapesh Maya in Shamayim, they can decide who's right, who's wrong. It's not up to us. There's an expression in the Gemara says, Atu Tanna'e Shakalt Me'alma. Are you deleting Tanna'im? Are you deleting Amora'im? When we have a machloket and we pask in a certain way, that doesn't mean you delete the other Shita. The Shita is very much still existent. Therefore what? Chazeli Tztarufei, you can take the Shita and join it. If Maran doesn't explicitly lock the door in your situation, what do you say? Hey, Maran doesn't say specifically this situation is Asur. I have these Shitot to rely on. Yalla, let's do it. Do you understand? The lamdus, and therefore Maran Zichron Berachah says, in this specific situation, I'm going to revisit this. We're not done. Tomorrow's Thursday. Tomorrow's Musar Day. It'll have to spill over to Monday. I'm not done. I want to get to the Maskanat Adin. But Maran Zichron Berachah is Mekel on this topic. I'll show you the parameters. Sometimes the heter does not apply, especially in America. And I'll explain to you next time exactly what I mean. But Kabbalah Torah Ot Maran has a very, very specific rubric. And there are, even Maran himself, in the Hakdamah to Shulchan Aruch and the Hakdamah to Bet Yosef, writes that he's not coming to change Minhagim Kayamim. So there are plenty of examples where, although in general, Kibbalnu Horaot Maran, look at the Ben Ishchai, for instance. How many times in Ben Ishchai does it say, Kibbalnu Horaot Maran, Maran? And how many times does Ben Ishchai himself paskin against Maran? Plenty. Plenty. So how does that make sense? Apparently, what do you see? There are exceptions to the rule. The general rule is Maran. Otherwise, they're exceptions. This is one of the exceptions, not because we're paskining against Maran, not because of that. Ilama, what are we saying? Maran might actually hold like this, especially since he split the halachot into three different seifim. We're not going to meet tonight because tonight there's a special shiur. Drishat Shalom, don't forget to send my regards. We'll meet tomorrow afternoon, Rezat Hashem, 12:30.